You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
Well, welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade, and I hope that you're ready to go back to the Big Band era with me and listen to some of the greatest music ever. This week, got an idea after last week's show about the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Well, one of the members of his orchestra was Joe Sullivan, who came out of Chicago. And after forsaking a more conventional high school education, Sullivan attended the Chicago Conservatory of Music in 1922 to 1923, and he became known around town as a gifted, although budding, jazz musician. He fell easily in with members of the Austin High School gang, Muggsy Spangler, drummers George Whitling and Gene Krupa, banjoist Eddie Condon, and renowned cornetist and pianist Big Spiderback. These musical associations quickly led to paying jobs in scores of Chicago's neighborhood dance halls and nearby resort towns. Shortly after his 17th birthday, Sullivan obtained his first card from the Musicians Union and thereby created new and more regular employment opportunities for himself. He found himself immediately working in silent movie theaters with several radio stations, and soon with the dance orchestras of Louis Panico, Sid Meier's, and Enoch Light. With money in his pockets and growing reputation, Joe Sullivan was more easily able to absorb that South Side Chicago jazz scene in the company of his cronies. He regularly heard Joe King Oliver, Jimmy Noon, Lil Hardin Armstrong, Freddie Kippard, the spark plug of Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra, and occasionally Jelly Roll Morton. His particular favorites, though, became Earl Hines and Thomas Fat Waller, from whom Sullivan borrowed selectively and tastefully while developing his own distinctive personal playing style. Additional musical influences included the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and members of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, with whom he jammed in the basement of the Three Deuces, a loop bar across the street from the famed Chicago Theater. Sullivan's recording career began late in 1927 when he joined McKenzie and Condon's Chicagoans for two sessions, which Red McKenzie had arranged with OK Records. Other musicians included Jimmy Portland, Bud Freeman, and Gene Krupa. These popular recordings exposed Sullivan and others to a national audience, and critics quickly dubbed their playing style as the Chicago style, a label which the band leaders disdained. Overestimating their popularity, they got together and they reassembled in New York during the summer of 1928, but they found few jobs, very difficult to come by. Sullivan took good advantage, though, of this venture by future exposing himself to Harlem pianist J.P. Johnson, Fats Waller, and Willie the Lion Smith. He was also introduced to trombonists for Miff Moe and Tommy Dorsey and Jack Teagarden and bandleader Red Nichols. During 1929, Sullivan joined the Nichols Orchestra, both touring and recording. He later worked with Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra and from time to time participated in reunions of the McKenzie Condon Band. He found occasional studio work and numerous short-term nightclub jobs, both as a member of small groups and also as solo performer. In 1933, he joined Bing Crosby as his accompanist, recording with him on both wax and in films, in addition to making many radio broadcasts. He found additional solo recording and movie work in Hollywood and came to be known by Bing's younger brother, Bob, who hired him into his band during the summer of 1936, if you recall from last week's show. Sullivan's compositions Little Rock Getaway, Just Strollin', Minor Mood, and Gin Mill Blues became Crosby Band staples. Within a mere few months of joining the band, Sullivan contracted tuberculosis, which removed him from the scene for almost nearly 2 years. At this point in our narration, I choose not to go into details about his tragic life after he left Bob Crosby's orchestra. I choose to focus on his great piano style and his great music that he played. I think you're going to enjoy a wonderful program about a man who was gifted and yet had tragedy in his life, but still continued to play, making great music. I'm also going to include a 1964 video that I found on YouTube, and it'll be in the show notes. And it's an older Joe Sullivan, but still had that playing style. I hope you enjoy the program. Let's begin today with one of its hits from 1935, Just Strollin'. Another one of his compositions from 1933, the Gin Mill Blues. Thank you. Here's a swell piece called Honeysuckle Rose from 1933. Staying in the 1930s, 1935 to be exact, Little Rock Getaway. Thank you. He continued recording, and in 1941 he released Forevermore. In 1940, he released Old Lady Be Good, which illustrates some of that old jazz style that he picked up from Chicago.
Thank you.
Next up is Spaghetti Feet from 1945. Joe Sullivan Quartet released Night and Day, 1945. Thank you. Next, let's give a listen to a wonderful Gershwin piece, Summertime, released in 1941. Piece was released in 1944. It illustrates a little bit of that ragtime style. 24 Hours at Booth's. Thank you. 1940, he released I've Got a Crush on You. Helen Ward is the vocalist. Of course, Joe Sullivan is accompanying her.
How glad the many millions of Tom and Dick and Harry's would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for Cunning Cottage? We could share. The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you.
Hope you enjoyed our show for today. Come again next week and bring a friend. We're going to close today with High Dudgeon from 1945, the Joe Sullivan Quartet.